Thursday, July 17th. It's called A Few of Our Favorite Things. Librarians showcase the history and literature within USF Tampa Library Special Collections. What's going to be going on Thursday?
Special Collections tends to be a well-kept secret, as well as all the kinds of great stuff that we have back here. So this is a chance for some of the librarians here to really showcase what they consider their favorite things. Each one of us kind of has a different subject specialty area and things that we kind of obsess over back here. So we're going to be pulling out some of our favorite things and talking about them and inviting the public to have a look.
Tell me about some of the things, maybe what you've selected.
Well, for one, the model for the Picasso that was supposed to be here on campus back in the 1970s, it's only one of two of the wooden models that were made for this particular work. It was supposed to be a 120-foot tall concrete sculpture. So this is only a couple feet tall, but it gives you an idea of what the design would have looked like of this Picasso, this piece that was never actually built.
How does a library get its hands on something like that, and how does it try to show it off to the public normally?
It's kind of one of those things. For archives, most of the materials back here are two-dimensional. They're, you know, it's paper, so you know, we tend to try to have things digitized. We also have a lot of finding aids so people can find the specific information they're looking for. The Picasso statue is kind of one of these odd men out that, you know, it doesn't have research value in the same way as, say, the papers of a USF president would, but it's just a really neat kind of novelty. So this is a good chance to bring it out and to make people aware that it exists.
Why don't you tell me about some of the other things that some of the other librarians are going to be showing off?
Melanie Griffin is a specialist in literature here. She's especially interested in young adult literature and literature for children. So the dime novels, the penny dreadfuls, all these kinds of things from the kind of Victorian age. So there's also a lot of art books. And then Matt Knight, he's sort of a jack of all trades. He's got interested in a lot of our World War II materials, in addition to his own background in Celtic studies. So you can expect all that stuff, along with a stirring in of science fiction, Florida history, probably some spiritual text as well. So there's going to be a really big variety of materials here.
And we're also talking maybe even some Babylonian clay tablets, some century-old religious texts. So it's almost like going to a museum right here in a library, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the big difference between us and a museum is a museum tends to be a private collection, a collection that's kept behind glass, kept behind closed doors, whereas our collections are really meant to be used. Our collections are meant to be handled, are meant to be learned from, and then hopefully written about in theses, dissertations, research papers, etc.
Also, tours of the archives going to be offered?
Absolutely. We're going to take people back here into the inner sanctum and kind of show them the materials that we have and how things work.
Yeah, I understand it's part of the City of Tampa's Archives Awareness Week. Why is making people, you know, even more than just students here on campus, but the general public, aware that these collections, this set of information is available to the public? Why is it important to let them know that? And, you know, is it a well-kept secret?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, if you're in the research community, we're certainly one of the big stops here in the Bay Area. You know, whether you're interested in cigar memorabilia or, you know, people's history. The thing is, the reason why it's important is that, you know, every time someone passes away, a lot of times their children might go through their materials and really not know what's important or what's not important and end up throwing away a lot of things. And really, we've been a donor-driven institution for a long time. And just last week, we had the board of the Centro Español, one of the old immigrant clubs of Ybor City here, and talked about how thankful they were that their records were here, that they could look at things like the old lapel pins, the kinds of coins you would get every time you went to the Spanish casino and check your coats at the rec. So all kinds of information that otherwise would not be preserved, would not be available. So every time they come back, they're always really impressed with just how well, you know, the records are kept here, and that they can come back. And if they find some other materials they need to preserve, they can always donate them and make them part of the collection here. So we're really a storehouse for a community's, you know, memories, precious memories, as well as kind of more far-flung subjects like, you know, like children's literature, the Holocaust, spiritual things, etc.
A few of our favorite things, 1 to 3 p.m. this Thursday, July 17th at the USF Tampa Library Special Collections, fourth floor. People want more information. Who should they contact? How can they find out more?
They could call me at Andy Hughes at 813-974-7622. or they can call Matt Knight at 974-6266.